Good evening and welcome all passengers, weary travelers and wanderers. You are now aboard the Earthship. Landing gear is up. We're ready to begin our journey. Please recline in your seats. Relax. Grab a favorite beverage. Our guest tonight, we're here with the Magic City Music Group. My name is Roy. I'm going to be your pilot for this journey. The co-pilot is Rachel, and our system engineer for the in-flight show will be Sean. How you guys doing tonight?
Awesome, brother.
Good, good.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Good to have you.
So let's do some introductions. I'm Roy.
This is Rachel. Good evening.
I'm Chelstene.
Louis. Yes, sir.
And our in-flight engineer over there, he's kind of off wandering around. Hey, who, you got a name, bro?
I'm working the controls. I'm Sean. How's it going?
Hey, Sean. You're going to navigate us in the right direction, right?
We are on the road. We're moving.
Cool. So which direction are we going with this? Tell us a little about Magic City Music Group. Where's the name from? How'd you come about that? Give me your roots, man.
Straight up from Billings, Montana, man. Magic City, that's all you hear around here. You know what I mean? And we just had to, you know, grab that up. Magic City Music Group. We are hip hop. We take from all kinds of genres, you know, borrow it that way, you know, and that's where we came up with the group, you know, Magic City Music Group. And Magic City, that's where it's at, you know, Billings, Montana.
Yeah, and I think that's a nice thing. One of the things in marketing that I look at, not only for music and things like that, is instant name recognition. You know, when I heard of you guys, I automatically knew the name. It's like you've been around forever. You could have started yesterday, but it feels like you've been around forever.
Yeah.
And I think it says something, too, about the music group in Billings. It has been around forever. And it's developing and growing. So tell me a little bit about what you guys are doing. I'm fairly new on the hip-hop side of things.
Cool.
The bands as a record label I've been working with are very different. A lot of southern rock, things like that, a lot of metal, some newer stuff that kind of sounds like classic rock. Tell me about the hip-hop scene around here.
It's booming, man. It's banging. It's fun. Got a lot of shows,
a
lot of support.
There's a lot of artists up and coming, and a few people, too, that have been doing it for years, so... There's a lot of stuff going on. I'd say there's a show almost every other night. I mean,
yeah, we've consistently played shows pretty much at least, you know, for the last 4 years, once a month at least, you know. I mean, just, you know, hip hop wise, getting booked at least once a month. So
just in the area here, or do you guys branch out at all and go other places?
Oh yeah, we've been to Cali. We played in Cali. I played in Denver. That's kind of where I got my own personal start doing my hip hop shows, was in Denver, Colorado. So that was fun.
Just started doing DJ, or just jumped straight in, or what was your path to get there?
Well, I wrote my own rhymes, produced my own music. You know, it all started out with freestyling. Me and my cousins, we always just freestyle in the car, and, you know, stick them there.
So you're that dude I see in the car next to me when I pull up to the stoplight, right?
Yep, getting down, man.
Yeah.
Cool.
Notice you over there, and I'm like, oh.
I always get a kick out of that. That's great.
It's definitely me, man.
At least I'm not looking over and it's the guy picking his nose.
Yeah. I might be doing that while I'm rhyming, but hey, at least I'm rhyming still. But no, I'm just...
Well, at least you're not banging metal and doing that while you're banging metal. Oh. You could get brain injury. Yeah. You know?
That's disgusting.
But I totally am a traffic light jammer. I'll stop at the traffic light, man. I might even get out and ghost ride the whip. I don't know, you know?
So you ever get out and hijack any spaces and just set up a show out of the blue and hijack someplace and do it?
No, but that idea has been crossing my mind lately.
Oh, I love doing that stuff. I'm waiting to get arrested, man. I want to get arrested so bad.
It would make for a great video.
Yeah, It would be awesome.
Laugh our asses off. Oh, my God.
Oh, God,
definitely hang that ticket on the wall, man.
Right.
Frame
that bitch.
I have a few that we're kind of proud of, but, like, you know.
YouTube the shit out of that stuff, man.
Right.
Just don't get beat up.
Yeah, exactly.
Just don't get beat up.
Yeah.
Right.
So where are you going out from here? I guess I want to say first, thanks for being down here. Appreciate it.
It's
really cool.
We're
have you guys
excited to be here.
Yeah.
It's a new show. And, you know, for me, it's a new group that I really haven't known about before. Just started checking you guys out, you know, seeing you on Facebook, looked at you on there. Didn't even know you'd been at the station on other shows before or anything,
until
we got to talking.
I didn't know that.
And you know, so it's, I'm liking the journey. The whole time I've been down here for the last hour or so, I've been getting ready for the show, listening to you guys' music and everything.
Yeah.
So Gotta talk about Sean. Go for that. Our engineer, he likes to take things apart. He had some comments about your tracks for tonight.
Let's hear him.
A little theme going on there.
These recent tracks I sent. I already know what's coming.
It's not a new theme. One of the legends in rock and roll, Joe Walsh, had an album come out called "The Smokier You Drink, The Player You Get," and that kind of made me think about that.
I hear a little Reefer Madness coming up here.
Do we have an agenda? We do.
We actually have a slight agenda that way. We played several benefit shows for the MTCIA, and got involved with as many things as we can. So that's the Montana Cannabis Industry Association, by the way. They fight for the patient rights, and they're the ones who help protect the laws and stuff like that.
So long story short, it's giving Colorado the, run for their money.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. We're trying.
Yeah, we're trying to bring
it up. We're trying. Yeah, I live next to one. I'm just saying.
Given I lived the last few years down in Wyoming, which is easily 30 to 40 years behind the rest of the nation in everything.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I know people right now, they're looking at 3 to 5 years for a joint.
I know. That is ridiculous. I can't.
One guy I know, ate that shit before they found out. I don't even care.
A friend of mine just called me up and said, "Roy, what do I do? My son just got popped. It's his second time. And one more time, that's 3 strikes. He's out. And he's never had more than an eighth on him."
Yeah, that's the real crime, is how much time we're putting into this.
Oh, and
it's a bunch of bullshit.
I watched a deal that was ticking off how much money we're spending on the war on drugs, and it's ticking off by the second, and the billions and billions that are spent on. We've got 25% of the world's population in the United States. We got 75% of the world's prison population.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And 90% of those are for drug-related crimes. No harm to anybody, really.
Especially marijuana or cannabis-related crimes. It's like, if it's anything else, fine, I understand, but it's still crazy sentencing for cannabis.
Yeah, I got some definite attitudes. I remember back when, it was illegal, but nobody really cared.
Yeah.
It was 60s, 70s, stuff like that, even into the 80s. Yeah, nobody really cared.
Exactly.
Now that it is, legal, medical legal, and now legal in some states too, but I just feel like they're getting more serious about it now that it's supposed to be less serious.
Why are people so against self-fulfillment,
It's just like drinking a beer every night. It's
the Hearst Corporation. The Hearst Corporation, they're the ones that lobbied making it illegal because it was hurting the timber industry and textiles.
Sure,
you get 180 times the yield off an acre of hemp is what you do off an acre of trees, and it's renewable every year, not every 20 years. It was about to kill the timber industry and the textile industry, so they started lobbying against it.
Mm-hmm.
Prior to that, the government handed out hemp certificates. I used to have one that was my grandpa's.
That's dope.
And, grow it. Yeah. Then I remember one day when I was about 8 years old, they came in and burnt all his poppies. That was kind of a sad thing. Beautiful flowers, man.
Yeah.
The revenuers came and burnt my grandpa's poppies.
Damn.
Dang.
Can't even grow a feckin' plant. Real.
Nazis.
But you can brew up poisonous alcohol and sell it to everybody and destroy the livers and the brain cells and everything else and drive on the road and kill people and
destroy families.
You get too stoned, the most thing you're going to assault is a bag of Doritos and drill on your arm and
fall asleep.
Hey, some people get horny, I'm just saying. Not me.
This is true.
Not me. Wait a second.
Tell us more. We want inquiring minds want to know. We do have an audience out there.
Yes. People are listening.
Like you said, some people, who knows?
Yeah.
Wow.
Someday drugs will be safe again. The air might be clean and you'll be able to drink the water.
Right.
Yeah.
If we're all lucky.
Maybe.
If we're all lucky. So what do you got queued up over there for us? Our in-flight engineer.
How about some Pass the Reefer?
Pass the Reefer?
Fuck yeah.
So, anybody want, you guys, either one of you want to tell us about, just for the people that overlook the obvious, which is 90% of the population, what's this song about?
Shoot. We just have to say it's about the reefer.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's our boys, Bloodshot Bandits, out of Texas, El Paso, Texas. They reached out to us and, you know, wanted us on this track.
Yeah, we're featured on a few of their tracks, and most of their songs are about
Chelsea on the
about
chorus.
Marijuana.
Singing that shit.
So, yeah.
Blunt burn with the cup filled up against high burst. On a tight burst, hollow work on the tail from the minor town on all types of earth. Man, pass that shit right to my lip. Take a drag, don't be a fool. Cause we folk around here and we come around near. If we bust out, but we hope you bust out too. We smoke that quick, nothing else to do. We re-up fast and keep it smooth. And we got a lot of beats and we roll a lot of weed. And we the ones you see, but we kept it true. We the ones you ride with and get high with. Roll around with blunts and booze. If we hit our 10, we might be rolling out. Just to go smoke out and make some moves.
Eyes down low, I'm not asleep. All because it's purple weed. I steady blaze, smoke out and cheap. On daily basis, medical needs. I have no card, regard for law. Risk it all when I burn my tree. Support my country, what I do. See my bags contain no seeds. Look for yourself, check work and listen. Chronic sparkles and it glistens. I've been known to work the block, so pigs I look for in my vision. Left, right, north, south, in between. Friends paranoid out here when I scheme. Bros, no option, I gotta eat. Smoking on the reaper.
You see my eyes down low, that's the weed. And I smell like smoke, that's the reaper. If you're high like me, then please come around and pass me the reaper. You see my eyes down low, that's the weed. And I smell like smoke, that's the reaper. If you're high like me, then please come around and pass me the reaper.
You the reaper, I can see the twinkle all up in your eyes. Like, damn, can I have a hit? Is this for me? Whoa, well, damn, you the shit. Anybody I smoke with usually roll big. I'm usually cool with, we usually bullshit. We usually chit-chat, be busting up big sets. We all like, yo, dog, where can I get that? I glaze like a donut. Smoking oil from California. I tried to warn ya, I smoke strong marijuana.
Roll up the purple, I'm blowing out circles. I got the switch split down. Why don't you go on and dump it? I swear that blunt too loud. You would swear I play trumpet. My weed man with the weather. I swear we smoking on thunder. I go hard in the paint for show. Stay high, oh yeah, I know. Give me that green, that D's, that dro. Off to the moon, yeah, here I go. Boy, I'm gone, so you can't tell me nothing. My eyes red, shit, I'm blunted. Shades on, shit, yeah, I'm stunting. Blowing in the back, boy, no fronting.
You see my eyes down low. That's the weed. And I smell like smoke. That's the reaper.
Hello, and we're back at the Earthship. That was Past the Reefer that you just heard. Here with us tonight again, we have Magic City Music Group.
Yep.
Hey, we got Chuck from here. gives new meaning.
You can smell it's coming through the door, probably, huh?
No.
In a good way.
No.
Smell-o-vision radio right here on the Earthship.
They could probably smell it at home right now, actually.
Brand new alien technology.
If you're sitting back in your relaxed position like you're supposed to be, that contact buzz, yes, it's real.
Get folks. Close to your speakers. Yeah.
Get very close to those speakers.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, back to our co-pilot here.
So we have Chelsea here, and I kind of want to see, we're about, you kind of came into this whole Magic City Music group and how you originated with it, and then I want to kind of get in touch with your first song that you and Lewis did.
Well, we've actually been dating for 7 years, and so we both, you know, when we met, we both had a love for music, and that kind of just developed out of that. I mean, I knew that he had always written lyrics and had his own music that he had made, and I grew up singing with my family and my two sisters, and so...
Did you have, like, an original passion of music, like, that was not hip-hop and stuff, or, like, did it kind of get thrown in? It was, like, instant love?
Well, yeah, it was instant love, but I mean, I grew up with such a wide range of music influences, and me and my sisters mostly sang, like, acoustic guitar songs, whatever it may have been. We sang a lot of Hanson songs, and we like Hanson.
Yeah.
I have to say it.
They're
really talented, yeah, especially to this day. They make really awesome music.
She got me into Hanson, I'm not going to lie. I got to say that straight up.
But, I was too stoned that decade. I don't remember much.
Right. Teenager. But Louis had the idea, of course, to start a music group, and when he started writing lyrics, it kind of just was natural for me to be there too, you know, and be part of it. So when I started writing choruses, and that's how Light It Up happened.
Yeah, cool.
I get a comment on that. And after I say this, I want to hear from you what you think about it. Sitting down doing some reading about, I don't know, 20 years ago under a tree, reading this book, passing through some stuff. This thing hits me. Boom. Big light goes off my head. And it's actually on my Facebook page, and it's in part of a book I'm putting together. But what dawned on me is true love is not a passion for another person. It's a passion for life. And desire is what drives you through that passion. Occasionally, on a rare occasion, you meet someone else with the same passion, the same desire, the same drive. And that is where the magic happens, people. And I 100%. Think we get to listen to some of that magic tonight.
Yeah, 100%.
What's your side of this?
That's 100% on the head. I've heard that and seen that quote before. That's 100% on the head, man. I got goosebumps when you said that. That's how it happened with us, you know. I'm blessed, you know, and always possible.
Yeah. So your first song was Light It Up. How did that kind of... What started that?
Honestly, the first... we were smoking some bud on our bed.
Because we're really? Always smoking.
You know, that's just where we're
surprise.
Doing.
Well, what else do you do on a bed? I mean, come on.
There's several other things.
That's what
but
we do.
I look over, and then there's a whole bunch of weed and keef and fucking shit on my bed. I just spilt it and shit, and like looking at it, I was like, there's a bunch of weed and fucking keef and shit. So, oh, just right then and there, fucking started rhyming with some shit in my head, and that's where that song came from.
So bust it out. Let me hear some of them rhymes. Bust her out here right now.
You see on my bed sheets, I find marijuana leaves and keef, because I smoke where I sleep. My eyes always feel so heavy. Seems to me like they weigh more than a quarter ton Chevy. My personal Buddha consumption is never ending. Man, I'm always high. Man, I'm always trying to open my eyes. I'm always trying to put in roto eye drops, trying to disguise the signs. But my eyes always bleed red. And people think I smoke just because they see some dreads. And the reefer's older gets bolder as you get closer, huh? So just tell them. Now your nose is potent. I know you're smoking, holding and choking, coughing and blowing. Now breathe and then choke again and cough. This weed is good, boss. Like my inspiration, Ricky. Rouse. Let's get lost, let's get lost, let's forget, let's do this. Hey yo, the whole 406. Yeah, the whole 406.
Nice. Yeah.
Nice.
Oh,
just like that.
Well, I'm listening to you, but I'm hearing something that's touching me, really touched me. A nice R&B sound.
I love it. I love
here.
It.
You go?
Yeah.
Goddamn right, man.
That's
the element I was looking for.
Oh, man.
Magically happened.
Oh, man.
The sound. Yeah, that's perfect.
I gotta ask. I'm gonna put you under the gun. What do you got for us? A little bit of R&B sound. Mm-hmm. Go for it, acapella. It's gonna be beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Which one did I do?
Whatever hits your heart, girl.
Put him on the spot.
Yeah.
We're gonna do a cover, whatever.
We light it up, we smoke it up, and we pass to the left. You know we don't give a fuck, all we do is puff, 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 pass. Be true to yourself, 'cause if you ain't, don't wanna talk to you, 'cause everything be fake. If you can't find your way, look up to the sky and find the strength to say, damn right I look fly.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, sweet. No, I got goosebumps, man. I got my hair standing up over here. I got goosebumps. That was beautiful. That was touching.
That was a mashup.
Yeah, that was awesome. That was great.
It
was
perfect. The first time I ever heard a voice with, oh my god, with her family. Oof, the harmony between her and her sister and just herself, man. Just
it's chilling. I can only imagine.
A family band.
Miss
you know,
singing with my
oh, wow,
sisters.
Beautiful.
Yeah, we did 3-part harmonies in all of our songs, and it's really fun. But besides that, it sounds really nice when families sing together, because there's a certain part of, you know, the harmony that just sounds awesome when it's the same type of vocal cords. I don't know, you know, something happens.
I feel what you're saying, 'cause my whole family, my mom's side, my sisters, all of us, we all sing. All
sing.
Nice.
Oh, yeah.
And
awesome.
We're all talented one way or another, even if it's instrumentally, you know, my brother.
How my family is too. It's really, it's really cool to grow up in a musical family.
Oh yeah. I know a lot of families. I remember when I was like 4 or 5 years old out on a ranch, my grandpa played honky tonk and he'd bang away on his upright piano. I'd sit there next to him with a harmonica blowing and people would show up with accordions and banjos, mandolins and guitars. And we'd just jam for like 3 days. And then go out and do Brandon and take care of the cows and everything else and wait another month and do it again.
Wow. Next time you go on one of those trips, man, even, you know, whatever, dude, just let me know. I'm down, bro.
Oh, it's magical. Yeah. It's magical. It definitely is.
Yeah, I got my love of every kind of musical genre. I love country. I love, you know, hard rock. I love, you know, classic.
There's not
a
music that we're not open to.
People might even judge me because of some of the shit I listen to. But I really don't give a fuck. You know what I mean? That's
how it's personal choice.
Yeah. I listen to everything and anything, and if I connect to it, that's how it is. You know what I mean?
You know, and that's, when I started out with the record label, I mean, I had the things I listened to, and I knew what I liked and stuff. Mm-hmm. And then it went, like, from music appreciation to... It just exploded a million times to where now I listen to everything.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what it is. I listen to it. I can appreciate it for what it is. I may not like it, but I can appreciate it for what it is and listen to it critically and say, this is good. This is good. And why it's good.
Yeah.
And I think the turning point for me was the first time I listened to a metal band do a show acoustically. The image to my mind was Mozart with his head banging on the piano. He was like the original metal monster, you know.
Yeah.
They thought he was having seizures.
That's funny. You know?
And that's what it's like. And, you know, from that day forward, you know, I'm a metal fan.
Yeah.
And a fan of all music. I love music.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what it is. It's my religion. It's my therapy.
I agree.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Amen. No, I go, you know, to the younger, you know, audience that's listening, you know, you guys need to expand your mind, you know, because when I was younger, I kind of, you know, might have missed out on some opportunities and missed out on some good listening just by, you know, listening to what other people might have said sometimes or something, you know. But to the younger audience that's listening, man, open your mind, listen to all that good shit. Trust me, you'll find it. It's there. And, you know, that's one message I wanted to say to everybody.
I won't get on a soapbox, but it's kind of hard to open your mind if you're sitting in front of an Xbox.
That's true. That's true.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You're missing
life. Xbox is fun and everything, but yeah, life is really out there, you know, going to the shows, hanging out with the homies, you know, hanging out with the bros, you know.
Yep, connecting with
down.
Everybody. Making that connection, you know. And here's the big, support your local music.
Yes.
Yeah. Got to throw that
in
there.
No cigar. We got a no cigar.
No cigar. Sure.
Shout out to No Cigar.
Yep. So for the people who might not know, No Cigar, tell me about that.
Shoot, those
they're
are boys.
Local,
yeah.
Local punk rock band.
Punk rock band.
Yeah, they're our friends. I went to high school with them, and
yeah,
we've been doing shows together for like 2 years now.
Yeah, it's kind of a working relationship that we've, you know.
So they're developed. Really awesome. They have a nice following, and they are really good people. Yeah. So
got a punk rock band in Billings. The last punk rock band I knew of in Billings, my friend Nina and her boyfriend Aaron, actually my roommate, had a punk rock band back in the 90s. They were the only punk rock band in Billings.
Yeah, yeah, they're pretty awesome. I think, did Lucas have them on his show? Or?
Yeah, I think so.
I thought so.
Yeah.
So yeah, they've visited the studio.
Yeah, I'm hoping to get one of my favorite punk rock bands, Prophets of Addiction, out of Seattle. I'm hoping to get them on the show, or at least Julia on the show.
Oh, yeah.
Julia Harms. Yeah, if you had a look at my Facebook page, I just posted one of her videos. Oh, really? Girl from Germany. Really
was
amazing.
Was that just it? Because I probably didn't get time to. I will check it out, though.
I don't know, probably 2, 3, 4 o'clock this morning. Yeah, today.
Things get lost in transition in Facebook when it's... You know,
it's not chronological anymore.
It isn't. No. I know, it's a pain in the ass. Crap out of me.
Did you say chronic? Yes. What?
Chronic. Chronic. Never mind.
Yeah, it's a part.
The thing that scares me about Facebook, I love Facebook because if you use it right for promotions and everything, it works really great. There's there is a system to how to use it because they try to keep you from being able to use it. Now, what bothers me is how linear it is. It's totally linear, and I come from a background, you know, being, you know, from my native traditions and everything, where everything's circular. It spreads out in all directions, and that's the cool thing with music. It spreads out in all directions, but how do you use this linear tool to actually get it out there?
Mm-hmm. I agree.
You know, where if someone jumps in the middle of the timeline in the wrong spot, they miss it.
The first thing I would say is that you buy a tool and nobody pays for Facebook except advertisers. So,
well, that's what they want
so
right now.
It is a tool for the advertisers.
Yeah, it's a tool for the advertisers, and they want you to pay to advertise and promote posts and everything. I mean, I think this show we had, you know, over right at 1,000 people, or right close to 1,000 people that seen the post, and last one we had, you know, 1,500 or more over that. And I started getting bombarded on the page with, do you want to buy more advertising time? Do you want to
boost your post?
Yeah.
I'll just share it again.
Yeah, it's okay. I think I can manage
it. Right.
Well, and even it used to be you could share it, now it's enough. Now you can't just share it. You got to share it and tell the person you shared it with, invite every single friend you have or nobody's going to see it. You got to do all the invites to get people to see it. Not so much to get them to see it, but you got to push it up in rankings so that it will actually be seen on pages without sharing. You have to do the invites to do that and create your reach to get it higher. Otherwise, Facebook will not put it on people's feeds. You know, I got friends that are posting stuff, and I go right to their page, and I'm like, how come I haven't seen this business page in like 3 months? I haven't seen it. And I look at it, and I've liked them. I'm following them, but I haven't seen it in 3 months because not enough people are sharing and accepting invites and putting invites out and things like that. So, you know, even things like this show or any other show you do, share it. Yeah, but get on the phone, text message something, tell 10 of your friends, send out invites to everybody you know. I probably already hit half of them, you know, because I got, you know, 800 or 900 friends. But in case I missed anybody, will you please invite them? And that's the only way to work it now, and it's a pain in the ass.
Gosh, I swear that I had sent, with some between Earthship and then the other shows that are going on that were, you know, cross-promoting and stuff, I couldn't remember. I did invites and invites again. Wait a second. Did I just send invites to this twice?
Yeah. Oh, well, just for this show, it took me almost 45 minutes to do invites for this show.
Yeah.
Just to do invites for this show tonight.
Yeah.
It was almost 45 minutes. And that's just part of what it takes to be an artist nowadays, that you got to figure into your time and what you got to do.
Mm-hmm.
It beats the hell out of street team and hanging posters on, you know, light posts and begging store owners to let you put them in the windows. It beats the hell out of that.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's another tool.
It seems like it's more efficient, but then sometimes it's not, so...
Yeah. I kind of like the person-to-person connect, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I don't know, see them in the flesh and you get to talk to them and get them hyped up about it. And anytime we do shows or anything, that's when after the shows, you know, the buzz just gets crazy and, I don't know, Mm-hmm. I love person to person, but yeah, Mark Zuckerberg is a sucker bird.
Yeah, he sold out. Fucking pussy sold out, man.
Yeah, that's the bottom line. Kind of.
Yeah, he had a great idea and then he sold out. That's all there is to it. Yeah, I like that though, person to person. I'm the guy that I am texting and messaging constantly. I hate it. I want to call somebody on the phone. I want to go see him. I remember hitchhiking, 40 miles to go visit my friends and see him face to face.
Yeah.
I've hitchhiked once. It was awesome.
Yeah. Yeah,
cool. I've heard a few people, in a lot of different places say that they just wish that electric and, all electronics would just go to shit. And then we would have to go back to actually interacting with each other. On a face-to-face basis.
I have to look at you in the eye.
Right. Well, I feel like people get all weird and stuff when you try to talk to them. And,
I built a coffee shop a couple years ago, and one of the things I was looking for, and I finally found one, was a phone booth, an old phone booth for it. And literally, is like rule of the coffee shop, you're not allowed to use cell phones, go in the damn phone booth, get your ass out of here. You either talk to the person sitting across the table from you, or go lock yourself in a box.
That's funny.
Because you're locking yourself in a box anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
You're totally locking yourself in a box.
Looking like zombies just staring at your phone,
I honestly make efforts, conscious efforts, to not do that when I'm at shows or, whatever.
If you've ever texted somebody that's in the same house as you are, you suck.
Uh-oh.
You suck. You're lazy. Off the couch. I've go talk to them.
Yeah,
look them in the eye.
Ro-Ro DJ next year. You motherfucker.
Yeah. They're always texting each other.
I didn't say
we were
always nice on this show. I'll give you a parachute, though. You can jump out the door, float down.
Yeah. Room to room, seriously, 10 feet away, not even, and they're
texting. Can you come here, please?
I'm standing in the kitchen, and my oldest daughter one day texts me, and I'm 12 feet away from her. I went ballistic.
You can't open your mouth.
Turn around and yell at me.
Right? Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
It's only going to get worse. The future's going to be crazy.
I know.
Give me an XLR cable or a 7mm. Yeah. I'll jack in the back of my skull. I don't even want to have to go through the effort of using my thumbs because they're fat and I screw up and my smartphone is stupid. I've never wanted to duck anybody in my life. just if I think it, put it out there, hell, I'm fine with that.
At least they made that talking app, or some phones you can just talk and it'll text for you or something.
Oh yeah,
is that a thing?
Yeah, computers do.
Mine does that, but there's just times I haven't ducked anybody in a long time. It just doesn't get it right.
That's funny. I know.
So what do we got up next over there?
How about some green weed and colored drinks?
Yeah.
Okay, wait. Whoa. Hold the boat. Whoa. Colored drinks.
Uh-oh.
Now, the older crowd out there is going to know something about these. The whole thing called Spodiote we used to make up. Had a little bit of Mad Dog, some wine, some
Everclear.
Maybe some purple mescaline, something like that from back in the 70s. Tell me, colored drinks before we hit this?
It can represent a lot of things, a lot of different things. That concept was, again, these are all our Bloodshot Bandits fallacies. These are the boys out in Texas. They came up with the concept. And, colored drinks, just mixing, just like you said, mixing what else you got, making them colorful, getting fucked up, whatever, If you don't drink, if you do, shoot. Do what you do,
I don't know where your lighter is, man, but did you see that fucking dragon in the kitchen?
Oh, shit, I did on the way in. That was crazy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Real and be me on the track, on the stage, I'ma always smoke weed. smoking on the fucking best. That type of shit better than sex. Type of shit that make y'all wanna come around and try to test. Fuck with this, I don't think so, y'all can't even mess with me. The type of weed I fucking smoke like oxygen, I always breathe. I need it all, I need a ball, I look at me, I'm standing tall. Smoke it all, I got that shit, so in the streets, don't make the call to me. Y'all be smoking good for real, no passing all these deals when I smoke. Y'all know how I feel, I be rolling up another one. While y'all trying to get a nut, I ain't talking bitches, I'm just rolling up another blunt. These laws gon' be the death of me, that means they gonna take me out. Because I'm down with weed, man, shit, that's what I'm all about.
Green weed, color drink, seeking in my seat. So throwing TX with the game that can't be beat. I'ma stand up on my feet, stay real and be me. On the track, on the stage, I'ma always smoke weed. Green weed, color drink, seeking in my seat. So throwing TX with the game that can't be beat. I'ma stand up on my feet, stay real and be me. On the track, on the stage, I'ma always smoke weed.
But the color drink, don't give a damn what talkers think. I got Phillies full of dro, frosty nuggets make it sting. Purple clouds filling house, smoking, see my eyes blink. Cody syrup in my cup, so ain't no guessing my drink. Smoking section, run that. Pink drinks and purple sacks. Don't believe then take a look, cause me and Slush got all that. Xanax bars, cookie chunks, and it's made of all hash. Got a bowl, blaze it up, medical and thick glass. Half a bottle in my cup, it got me feeling slowed up. So much drank up in my soda, I'm about to throw up. Southwest Texas Central legend, what he says is so fucked. Any rapper claiming crimes, go ahead and lick nuts.
Green weed, color drink, seeking in my seat. So throw the TX with the game that can't be beat. I'ma stand up on my feet, stay real and be me. On the track, on the stage, I'ma always smoke weed. Green weed, color drink, seeking in my seat. So throw the TX with the game that can't be beat. I'ma stand up on my feet.
I'm potent, my throat's constricting, I'm choking. You have been chosen to participate in, for I be smoking. And we be smoking a lot. I be smoking skunk, they be smoking cardboard box. Damn, need to upgrade. Got a lot of connects, they be up late. I be on the front page, I don't see you in the text. On the plane, flight 420 Montana down the text. From the 915 to the 406, everything is dizzy, that's the new slang for sick. Keeping it real, keeping it true. Green weed, color drinks for the crew, do what you do.
Green weed, color drinks, seeking in my seat. So throw the TX with the game that can't be beat. I'ma stand up on my feet, stay real and be me. On the track, on the stage, I'ma always smoke weed. Green weed, color drinks, seeking in my seat. So throw the TX with the game that can't be beat. I'ma stand up on my feet, stay real and be me. On the track, on the stage, I'ma always smoke weed.
Welcome back to the Airship, lucky passengers, happy passengers. Hope you're relaxed, chilling, have a good time, listen to this. So, where are we going from here? Up, down, sideways?
Straight up.
Straight up.
Go ahead, go home. No, push the motherfucking envelope.
I refuse.
We're going.
I'll go up, but I ain't going straight, and that's all there is to it, bro.
It ain't happening.
Okay. I'm too old to go straight.
Up. As long as we're going up.
We're going up. We're going all the way. There
is
no top.
Higher.
And the cool thing about that is there's plenty of room for everybody up there.
Yeah.
There's plenty of room for everybody.
It's all about working with each other, not against.
Yeah. Come on. Let's all go.
Family.
Where to? The Home Improvement Show.
That great Home Improvement Show in the sky, folks.
That's what it's all about.
So, where are you guys going from here? What do you got coming up? Next gigs, feature gigs?
We got a whole shitload of shit coming up. We got Fairy Tale Festival, which is out at Oscars Park.
Awesome. I ran safety for that 1 year. Five of us ran safety for the entire show 2 years ago.
Yeah,
it was awesome.
That was
been there
first
every
time.
Fucking time.
You seen us run around in the t-shirts, the blue t-shirts,
nice.
And everything.
There salute
were,
to you.
There
Thank
were
you.
Five of us that held that whole thing down without a single incident. It was cool.
Yeah that
last year got
the,
crazy.
Really nice
we had the teepee. The big teepee. That
was,
that
the
was us.
Yeah.
Yeah. The,
fuck yeah.
Yeah, that was the teepee. Was us.
That was a fucking magical weekend.
Oh, it was. It
Shout
was
out
amazing.
To Music Lives here.
Yep.
Yeah. That's
what we, yeah. Yeah. Chris does a great job with Music Lives here. Yeah. Definitely does.
We have a I don't even remember all our shows coming up.
We got.
I have a list.
Oh, do
yeah.
you?
I do. No, where is that one? The you said the ferry.
Fairy Tale.
Oscars Dreamland.
Yep. Out at Oscars Dreamland.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, you should
go.
Are you going? Or you guys going to be there?
It's July 18th.
Oh, I'm
going to
be there.
I'm going to
shoot some live stuff there.
You need to fucking be there.
Yeah, it's from noon until 5 a.m. every night, three nights consecutively.
You camp out.
How many stages they have in this year? They had four stages last time.
I think.
I'm not sure.
Oh, so they're not having the stage down by the river across the pond?
They
probably will.
Last year they did have that stage. They didn't have the one in the middle. They didn't have the pyramid stage.
Oh, yeah. The pyramid was cool.
Yeah,
we got taken out by a windstorm. Like, I was four stands high on scaffolding trying to tie it down in the middle of the night. And the far west stage that had all the streamers out, we had to tear all those down. And I'm like hanging by one arm trying to untie this crap.
Almost getting blown away.
The wind out there, too, when there's open fields, is just ridiculous.
Oh, what a time, though. It was
it's magical,
it's
bro.
Magical.
It really is.
There's energies out there for sure.
And
it
moves. Great. You can move from one energy to the next and just migrate around
feel
so many different things. And it was really cool being out there for that. I can't wait to go. This time I want to go as a spectator. I don't want to work.
That's
our volunteer opportunities, though, just in case. You get a free ticket right now. Yeah, everybody knows that. But that's fucking awesome. There's another festival, though, we're doing. Summerfest.
Mm-hmm.
That shit.
That one's August.
Crazy.
August 30th. Yeah. Okay. 9 o'clock in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
It is.
It's starting.
It's
that was the deer and headlights.
I know.
There. I'm on a 9.
I'm not gonna be that.
I don't know what time.
I booked what?
I don't know what time we go on, but the festival's all day. I'm camping out.
Where's that at?
Wherever.
It's at the old Cine 7.
Yeah, Cine 7.
Oh yeah.
Okay. Cool.
I got that too. That's at. I have 8 p.m.
Okay.
Oh, is that
so? It might be when at least either you guys start or the. Bands probably start.
Yeah, it's always fucking hit or miss. I never know when I'm going on until I'm going on, really, straight up. You know what I mean? Like,
because people always ask when you're going to go on. I'm like, I don't know. Just be there. Just be there the whole time. Because
there's some promoters
never
that got their shit
you
together, though.
Know.
Like, Music Lives Here, those guys, no question. But Anthony Harbaugh, get your shit. No, I'm just joking, bro. I love you.
That's my boy. That's my boy.
He was going to be here tonight. I wanted him to come. Where the fuck you at, bro?
Anthony!
No, he's the one who's thrown it all, though. Anthony Harbaugh, the promoter of War Presents. It's our boy. He's helping us. We're part of the team now, War Presents, too, which is a collective of... We're not a company, just a collective of real artists, you know what I'm saying? And just kind
of
like...
shows and spreading love
just
of music.
Just trying to come together, power...
Just a bunch of
together.
Like cross promotion and whatnot
around
each other.
Yeah.
Those collectives are important. I mean, we're working with another one. Trust No One Records is someone else that we're working with here and creating that same collective, which ironically, they work mainly with hip hop groups.
Cool.
And that's what they're working with, and we've tied in real close with them, getting ready to do some videos and stuff of building those collectives, those groups, and then getting the collectives to become a group as well. You know, four or five different collectives and groups of people and get the people at the top of that working together and cross-promoting too. That's how it grows out from everywhere is to get everybody in the center of it.
Definitely.
That's been the basis of Magic City Music Group, man, just networking, connecting. We throw that out there all the time, man. Anybody who wants to work with us, connect photographers, musicians, you know, supporters, whatever, you know. We love to collaborate. We love to work with each other and... You know, that's get you far, man, you know?
Yeah.
It's all about who you know, right?
For every dollar I give away, I get back 10 in kind. It may not be cash, but I get back 10 in kind. And that's, I've been
kind
very,
nugget or?
I've been very successful in business for
10?
Years that way. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Any kind will do.
Very true.
Yep. So, what else? She's got the list over
here. I do.
Like,
I got the
what
list.
Else we got?
Well, the soonest that you guys have going on is on June 29th. It's at Riverfront Park.
Yes.
At noon.
Yeah, that's
what is that about?
This weekend.
That's a fundraiser, right?
Tell them about it.
I don't know
about it?
Yeah, you know more.
Shoot, sorry, I got booked for that shit.
Yeah.
I got all the details. So, it's Riverfront Park, the Kidney Foundation. We're just going to go out there. It's a walk, and you can sign up. Support the Kidney Foundation if that's your thing.
You guys
are
playing?
We're going to be playing. My DJ will be out there DJing, spinning music. We're going to be playing some music too.
And cool. What time does that start?
12.
Yeah,
noon.
It's at noon, exactly. The walk's at noon. We'll be out there for like 2 hours.
Just hanging out.
Yeah, hanging out. Riverfront Park. Supporting. You guys know about that. It's a good little park.
Well, look
yeah.
for us. We have these bring nice, your, nice sure industry badges that say 10 Star bicycles. Records. We'll be out there. I'll have yeah. my daughter. Oh, she'll be able to hoop.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
You guys are playing at the Loft soon, too.
Yeah.
Here next month on the
17th. Snapbacks and tattoos. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Snapbacks and tattoos. Yeah. Ooh,
yeah.
I like it.
That's the name of the show.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Get your snapback out. You got a lot of tattoos. Come on, bro. Let's go.
I'll wear my kilt.
Yeah,
bring I'm going to sport my kilt. Yeah, I almost wore it tonight. I'm going to be sporting a kilt. Yeah.
Bring the bagpipe. You got one, right?
No.
No.
I'm a drummer.
Dude.
Percussions. That's my thing. I like to beat on shit, man. Though.
Yeah, no, drummers. I love drummers. Shout out. Dude, we should jam, bro.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Definitely. Definitely. Love yeah. to jam with you guys.
Yeah.
Bring my congas and everything.
That's kind of how it started for me. Yes.
That'd be
yeah.
awesome.
Yeah.
You get love a few bands or a couple bands playing that night, too, Idiosyncrasy. And,
yep. Shout out.
Yeah, there's a few different artists playing.
Mm-hmm. I'm not sure how to say the other one.
It's Wally like, Stees and...
This one's Loud.
Loudmouth.
Oh, yeah, Loud...
L-O-U-D.
Oh, it's L-O-U-D.
He goes L-O-U-D.
L-O-U-D. Oh, got it.
Yeah. L-O-U-D.
I was like, I'm going to sound so...
No, I know what you mean.
It's all good.
Yeah. And then who else is there?
It's one Phonics, left. People.
Yeah, no, yeah, dude, shout out. It's going to be yeah. a good show. The Loft is fun. They got
oh, yeah,
great,
it's a blast.
Yeah, they got a great, I like their setup. Makes me feel like a star.
Yeah,
that,
I really you know, love that place.
Shines bright when I'm on
that
stage.
Oh, it's great. Yeah, I'm going to come down to that. I'm actually working on some stuff for Inked Magazine right now.
Oh, nice.
Getting ready to submit to them. So
yeah.
definitely going to have to grab my camera and come down for that.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah. It's fun. We're trying to get as many people as we can out to that show, too. Just to have a good time.
Just that guy crawling around at the bottom of your stage, getting weird angles, doing funky stuff with the yeah. camera underneath you. That's me. Don't kick me in the head, please. I'm okay.
Oh, my God.
Nah, we wouldn't do that to you, bro. Not at all.
Well...
What's after?
Uh-oh, 3 seconds of silence. We had 3 seconds of silence.
Uh-oh.
Shut it.
Engineer, Sean, engineer, what do we do? We had 3 seconds of silence. Edit. 3 second delay. Edit.
Hey, that 3 second in the stoner world didn't exist.
That was the clank.
Oh.
I thought that was one there, bro.
I heard it as the clank of the glass here.
I didn't even notice it. No, I'm just...
Oh, I noticed everything. So, Montana Fair.
Shiny thing.
You guys
yes.
are playing Montana Fair.
Did you see that, Robin?
Two dates on the 9th, 9th and 14th.
Yeah,
this is
our fourth year in a row doing that. So.
Really?
And
it's so much
fun.
I
played the fair with my sisters yeah. and my mom and grandma too when I was younger. So,
yeah.
I've graced the community stage like.
Yeah. And that's what cool thing.
I got a question for you.
Yes.
How much time did you spend in church singing? Oh,
she's got that look. She's got that look.
Every great R&B singer of all time started out in church.
Tell them.
I did,
gospel.
Yeah. I actually did sing in church, me and my sisters.
Give me some Amazing Grace.
Sing.
Do it.
Oh, come on, do it. Do it. Do it. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, gosh.
I'm not even really a religious person anymore, but I will sing this for you.
Religion and spirituality don't have much in common, so right. just throw some spirit into it.
Yeah, she's got all that spirit.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. That's it.
I love the rasp. That's a raspy sound.
I'm sure because,
wow.
like she said, she's not that religious anymore.
Oh, you know, that's great.
Saying.
For me,
but
yeah.
I grew up in the church, so you're right. I sing.
For
that's
me,
awesome.
Here and now,
that was beautiful.
There's
yeah.
a little schoolhouse that was used for a church down in Rock Creek outside of Buffalo, Wyoming, and I remember going out there, family reunions and stuff, and a church in the morning, and it's like Little House on the Prairie, sitting out in the grass, the sun shining, and it's hotter than hell in the middle of summer. And all the kids are sitting there, I think it's about maybe 5-6
nice.
Years old, and hearing that. Yeah. And it always...
Nice.
That's amazing.
That's awesome.
Thank
yeah.
you.
You're
you took
welcome.
Me back down
yes.
home. Thank
I'm glad.
You.
That's really nice. I'm glad
amazing.
I could do that.
Excellent, man.
I'm glad you could, too.
I'm glad it's royalty-free.
Yes, it's royalty free.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
No BMI, no ASCAP, no ski scap. Yeah. Yeah. Sorry, extortionist, you don't get a goddamn dime out of us. Shit. This is indie artists and original music, yeah, or royalty free. I know you don't like that, and I know you're listening.
So piss off.
Independent. Yeah. To the day I die.
Independent. Yep.
That was good. And then you guys are also doing, it's coming up on August 9th, Above the Rim.
Well, we're kind of promoting that right now, actually. That's actually Kyle Palmer's event. We're just, I'm just wanting to get the word out for my boy. And actually, we're not doing anything, just promoting.
Just that promoting? Event. What is, yeah. And what is it? It's taking place at the Shrine.
It's a basketball tournament. Yes, it is. He did it last year, too, and it had a really event. Great turnout for the community. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's almost like doing state, Big Sky State
games.
Know,
yeah.
State games. Right.
Yeah, it's, yeah. Kyle Palmer's worked really, really hard. I'm glad you brought that up, though. Thank you so much, because, you know, shout out to Kyle Palmer. He's done so many amazing things for this community.
Yeah, he's such an awesome guy,
and,
too.
Yeah, this is a great event, and it's so fun, and yeah.
Well, I love
they do what
benefit.
Three
benefits.
Do you
are
play
amazing.
Basketball or what?
So,
you look kind of athletic.
I have played my share of sports.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, you know, Roy?
They do 3-on-3 tournaments.
It's more like track and majorettes.
Give me a gun. Yeah. I'm going to kill something. I'm going to gut it. I'm going to eat it. I'm going to flesh it out.
No
and
sports.
That's my sport.
No sports.
Hey, that's a fun sport.
No,
though,
no actually, for sports, a lot of skiing, stuff like that.
Yeah, nice.
My day gig that pays the bills, I guide whitewater rafts for Adventure Whitewater on the Stillwater.
What?
So yeah, if you want a wild ride and a good time.
That is awesome.
Here's a promo spot. Say you heard it on the Earthship when you call Adventure Whitewater, get a discount for a trip on there. Bring group, get more of a discount. Tell them you want Roy, get the wildest ride of your life.
Nice. Dude, that's tight. Yeah. Dude, that's awesome.
And right now the waves are raging.
Oh, yeah. There's one wave in there that... I swear to God, it's 8 feet high. You drop in the last one. The boat comes up and kind of hovers, and you get bust over the other side.
Damn.
Music's my religion and my therapy, but when I want to talk to God, I get on the water.
That's hilarious.
It's cleansing. It is cleansing.
That's awesome.
Yep. That's my sport of choice.
That's tight.
Right there.
Nice. Yeah, I'm a skater. Mostly,
yeah, rafting isn't
basketball. Cool. I used to skate back.
Nice.
I ain't even going to say how old I is, but I had a Tony Alva board.
Nice. Yes.
Hey, I skated back in Dogtown days.
My brother has a Tony Alva board original, too, dude.
Yep.
Yeah, dude.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh,
Fish tailboard, dude.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Good
back
old days.
In the day.
Dogtown and Z-Boys.
God, what was it? What the hell? 1974, I picked up my first skateboard.
Nice. That's what's up.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
No, it's longboards. I don't do the wild stuff anymore.
Nice.
Just jump on a longboard.
At least you're cruising, though, man.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Love it. Got a really cool deck that came up from San Diego that's all hand-painted and airbrushed, though.
Sweet.
I'm looking for a home for it, so...
Oh.
Nice.
I'll bring it by, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe I might have a new home.
Nice.
Got to get some video in exchange, though. Got to see it in action.
For sure.
But I'll see it in action. I ain't got a home because the person ain't
action.
Real.
Got that covered, man.
Yeah,
there's some good heels around here.
This girl, let me have it for $10 down in Sheridan. Really nice girl, and it's got this girl on it, standing in a bikini, holding a 45 long hair.
Yeah.
It's a kick-ass deck.
It is
a nice deck.
That's right. Hell yeah.
And it's never been ridden. It's virgin.
Nice.
Damn, that sounds awesome.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Hell yeah. So now I'm from Borden. He's good. What's up next?
That's awesome.
So I just want to, just real quick here, just to, the little cross promotion, just to kind of finish that little bit out. It's Above the Rim. It's August 9th, 8 o'clock in the morning, over at the Shrine. It's Montana's 3-on-3 basketball tournament, and you need to register by August 2nd. There are no late entry fees from what I believe I read and understand.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's all ages.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it doesn't
matter.
Co-ed.
Short, tall,
no.
Co-ed, exactly.
Oh, it's fucking awesome time.
It's
fun.
Black,
really
white,
cool.
Cuban, and Asian.
Shoes.
We don't care. Come and join. Benefit.
Get
we love
down.
Benefit stuff.
Yeah.
And so I think it's...
Last year was such a good turnout, too. They filled the whole parking lot in front of the...
It's awesome to see that kind of stuff coming into... You know, Billings, so.
Yeah.
Well, I just got informed. I looked at the time. We're down to that last few minutes here, so need to roll down with some sponsors on this. Yellowstone Cellars and Winery. They're one of the sponsors of the Earthship here. Friday and Saturday nights, get out there, listen to some great live music, some solo acts. They're always looking for people to come and play on Wednesday nights as well for their open mic night. We're going to be doing some live shots from out there as well. We got Yellowstone Valley Brewing that supplies us with beer for the show and helps us have a good time there. Tonight we're doing the Hefeweizen. So thank you so much
very
to Yellowstone
tasty
Valley.
Indeed.
It is good.
Very, very smooth, very tasty. So if you're not out seeing Clint at Yellowstone Cellars, go down and see George at Yellowstone Valley Brewing. We've got Legendary Tattoo, keeps me covered in beautiful art all over my body, and many other people. Go see Jason or Cameron down there. They'll definitely hook you up right, all original artwork. Or if you're an artist, they have a gallery, display your artwork for sale down there. I'd be more than happy to have you in there. Got pottery, jewelry, and all kinds of other wonderful things like that. And, you know, some of my favorite people, Mary Crosland up at Adventure Whitewater. Go out, have a good time, have some good, clean fun, get on the river, get wet, and have a wild ride. Say you heard it on the Earthship or MT Radio, get a discount on that. Book a whole group, get a little bit more discount. Say you want me, help me pay the bills. I'll be your guide, and I guarantee you a ride. So with that, let's cut out to some music and let the engineer take it over. I'd like to thank you all for the journey on this flight and this ship. Go ahead and stay kicked back in your seats. You don't have to return them to their upright position for this one. You don't have to put your drinks away.
Puff,
and you can just
puff,
hang out.
Pass.
Oh, yeah, puff, all pass.
Night. Thank you.
Beautiful
thank
night,
you
everybody.
Listening.
Thank you for the love. I'm staying by, I'm staying by, I'm taking flight. I ain't got time to stick around if I ain't getting high. Cause burn, burn, slow, the only thing that feels all right. Puff and draw, with and go, the only type of shit I like. I'm staying high, I'm staying by, I'm staying high, I'm taking flight. I ain't got time to stick around if I ain't getting high. Cause burn, burn, slow, the only thing that feels all right. Puff and draw, with and go, the only type of shit I like. Turning on my headlights, smoking on the best. Man, I got a lot of connects and I'm needing all the rest. Worldwide, I'm hitting y'all. Smoke out where we sitting, whether it's over in your town on my set of matching rims. Who wanna come and fucking hit this? Only thing I gotta tell them. Roll a couple blunts, I'll pack some bags and go and sell them. Hold a hop up on the curb if I need to get around them. Cause they looking at your boys like they always had a problem. But it ain't mean shit to me cause I'm the type to go and solve them. If they wanna fight like plenty, use my hands to go and choke them. Watch me, I'm the first one in. This shit stocks exploding, y'all can get the fuck thrown out. Because y'all ain't smoking, I'ma get the fuck blown out. And never stop promoting, I'ma walk the whole way up. And keep it lit and pouring blunt in my mouth, trademark. And that's my new slogan, blunt in my mouth right now. And early in the morning, hit it hard, I take it far, the only one approaching. Y'all know what the hell I'm doing, taking flight and floating. The ride's still wide, I call a color kush explosion. Y'all know that I'm puffing weed with everybody smoking. I'm staying high, I'm staying by, I'm staying high, I'm taking flight. I ain't got time to stick around if I ain't getting high. Kush, burn, burn, slow, the only thing that feels alright. Puff and draw, rip and throw, the only type of shit I like. Puff and draw, rip and throw, only type of shit I like. Selling this, pushing that, do it for a profit price. Give me pies by the bundle, fuck a motherfucking slice. Hustle hard, do it fast, the race about a struggle like late night, hands tight, only time we live right. Otherwise on the block, ducking five and killing mics. Blessing I need, but see I can't depend on Christ. Cause freedom is a battle every day and I can't lose that fight. Puff and draw, rip and throw, sounds like California show. Purple kush, white grapes, all my fucking posse rolls. On the road, breaking code, probably in a local zone. Near you, rolling deep, in hometown I roll alone. Just me, little me, oh so legitimately. Stop at Circle K, gotta buy another grape leaf. Break it down, roll it up, shortly after shorty leave. Bandit will abuse it, so you know I make my eyes bleed. I'm staying high, I'm staying by, I'm staying high, I'm taking flight. I ain't got time to stick around if I ain't getting high. Kush, burn, burn, slow, the only thing that feels alright. Puff and draw, rip and throw, the only type of shit I like. Turning on the dope scope, looking for my pink pack. Cruising down the main street, speeding on the freeways. I'm gonna smoke wherever the fuck I'm at. I'm gonna put more bud in the pot straight from the sack. Oh, and we chuck all the damn time. Cause all this nuck, all this perp, all this damn pun. Oh, and you know what we do? Bloodshot Bandits, Magic City Music Group. I was puffing, I was promoting, I was staying on my grind. Staying connected, watch this close, we about to shine. Haters keep on hating, cause this urban's got me feeling fine. You motherfuckers must be out your goddamn mind. How do I know? Cause I'm gone off this hydro too. I crave dank so they just say that I got a dank too. And if you wanna know the truth,
Wherever we at, it's like a 420 event with 420 boosts. And we just some 420 dudes. Blaze it up right on time, burn it up right on cue. Smell it down our breath, smell it down our clothes as we be walking through. I'm pumping, drove, ripping throat. How about you?
In the morning, in the evening, in the middle of the day, we roll it up and blaze all day, always, all day, always, we roll it up and
they say I'm acting up, so fuck the cops while I clear my throat. I'm in the streets and bumping me, cause all the rap is fucking old. Palmerels and NRS, those smoking tokens, all I know. Let's keep it real and make a deal. I'm in your town to get some dro. I need some weight, so hook me up and make sure that that chronic glows. Fuck the low, let's spread some rumors. I roll around with blunts pre-rolled. I love the taste, I love the smell, I love it, all I do is smoke.
In the morning,
I'm a Christian, not a demon. Plus, my eyes are always bleeding.